In Des Moines, Iowa, I am getting ready to attend the Global Farmer to Farmer Roundtable. This is put on by Truth About Trade and Technology, and I have with me the chairman of TAT, as we like to call it, and that is Mr. Dean Kleckner. So, Dean, first of all, since I have not participated in this before, tell me what this roundtable, you know, the kind of the purpose and what you hope to accomplish.
Yeah, well, you're gonna really love it today, at least if it's like any previous ones that we've had. These are farmers from all over the world. About, I think there's 16 this year, mostly foreign farmers, a couple from the U.S. Come in. They're generally progressive farmers, use biotechnology or want to use biotechnology. Sometimes they can't because if they're a European farmer, their country under the European Union's rules won't let them do it. Example there was, I think it was Romania a few years ago, before Romania joined the EU. The man that was here from Romania, actually he spent some time in Iowa as a young farmer many years ago, running a huge farm in Romania, if I'm right in the country, and I think I am. And he was using biotech on with his corn or soybeans. Then when his country joined the European Union, he had to stop. He was irate over that because he said, it's going to affect my profits, my yields, and everything. So these are farmers from around the world. We call it the Global Farmers Roundtable. Mm-hmm. A few are repeaters, but mostly they're new farmers. And it's just a matter of spending some time here in Des Moines, Iowa, at the World Food Prize, getting a feel of what's going on here, and talking with each other. That we have it moderated by Bob Thompson, an economist from the U.S., longtime friend of mine, incidentally, and very good economist. He moderates the panel and keeps the conversation flowing. Doesn't let anybody dominate it. They usually don't anyway, because most of them, almost all of them are good in English, but that's not their main language. Brazil would be Portuguese, other countries it would be Spanish or French or whatever. So they don't tend to dominate because they're not that familiar with the language, but Bob Thompson, as a moderator, makes sure that, and he asks questions to keep the conversation flowing. It's just a matter, they find out very quickly, incidentally, that their problems are the problems that farmers have all over the world. Their language may be different. They may or may not be able to use biotechnology, but the basic issues and problems are the same everywhere.
So basically this is kind of fostering better understanding and putting it in a public type forum so that others can also benefit from that discussion.
Yes, that's right, and I should have said that because that was your original question. Yes, it is a public forum. The news media covers it to some degree. We don't want the news media there all the time because we think the media might tend to hinder discussions. Some, they don't intend to, but just the fact that they might. So they go back and forth around the table and talking about, last year I recall a German farmer was producing ethanol on his farm, growing, I don't think it was corn, I don't remember what it was that he was growing on his own ethanol production on the farm. Well, that was interesting to everybody. Everybody knows what ethanol is, especially we here in the U.S. and in Brazil and so forth, but he was growing it, producing it on his own farm with his own crops that he was growing. And he had a lot of questions from the other world farmers that were around the table.
So when you conclude and walk away from this, then what happens with that information that you...
Excellent question. There is a white paper produced, at least there has been every year. I presume there will be again this year. We have a couple of people there that are experienced in that, taking notes. It's much of it is recorded, whether it all is or not, I don't know. I think it is recorded, and they're taking notes, and they write a paper, in essence, summarizing what has been said, and that then is distributed. So it isn't just out into the ether, into the air. There's some long-term good comes from this. I hope we can continue this for a long, long time, because in my view, and I've traveled the world in my earlier life, this does a lot of good.
Well, I am looking forward to it. I know it's going to be fascinating, especially getting to meet and have a chance to talk to some of the participants here in this round table. That's Dean Kleckner. He's chairman of the Truth About Trade and Technology, talking about their global farmer-to-farmer roundtable. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.